You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for the 6th day of March. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. It's starting to warm up again a little bit, Drew. Kind of a nice day here in my part of the world. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, it is indeed a beautiful day. In many places, we are starting to feel a little bit like maybe spring is a possibility now. It's been very cold this week, as you know, and we've been paying the price in quite a few areas. This morning and yesterday morning, we froze a bunch of fruit trees across the southern United States. That may impact our sweet teeth later this year. We also burned back some wheat in the southern parts of the U.S., but that was pretty minor. No permanent losses have come out of that from this particular round of cold. But you're absolutely right. We are warming up, and there's some folks pretty excited about that. It's been a very long winter. I think one of the biggest things we have to deal with, though, over these next few weeks is excessive moisture. As you know, it's been plenty wet across a big part of the Midwest and the Northern Plains, and it looks like this pattern is going to continue for at least the next 7 to 9 days, and then we'll take a short-term break. But when we take that break, we're going to get another round of cooler weather, so we're going to be slow in drying out the fields and slow in melting snow in the upper parts of the Midwest. So it's going to be interesting as we get into the latter part of March and into April when we finally do melt some of the snow that's piled up in the upper parts of the Midwest, at the same time going back into another round of wet weather for the lower Midwest. So we think flooding is going to be an ongoing issue as we go forward through these next few weeks.
So are we talking localized flooding in the upper Midwest where the snowpack's melting, or do we have problems in the lower Midwest where all of it ends up?
Well, it could be either and or both, you know. That's the big debate. And it's all about the timing in which all of this happens. We're totally convinced that we're going to see frequent rain events and even some additional snow events taking place over these next few weeks. And we are also convinced that we're going to gradually warm up, but we will not do it very quickly. And so the fear is that for the lower parts of the Midwest, we've already had some major flooding on parts of the Mississippi River, and even the Ohio and the Tennessee rivers have had some interesting issues here recently. And, of course, barge restrictions are out there on much of the lower Mississippi. All of this is going to continue off and on. So as far as the river is concerned, we're going to have an ongoing battle with those high water levels. So barge traffic will be an ongoing restriction. But as far as the snowmelt in the upper parts of the Midwest and how much impact that's going to have on the entire Mississippi River Basin and, for that matter, the Red River Basin area, that is going to be determined by how quickly we warm and how much additional precipitation falls during that period of time. My fear at this point is that we will do very little melting until we get to the last 10 days of March and more likely in early April. And at that time, we will be moving back into another period of wet weather. So I think there is potential for a more generalized flood, especially in the Red River Basin area, but perhaps in the middle and upper Mississippi, too, to a lesser degree.
Hey, thanks so much. We sure appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.